Phil Brand and Rebecca Moore got married, then started the aptly named Brand Moore Farm. A year ago, they grit their teeth, leased 400 acres from a Rollinsford landowner, and headed to the bank for a loan.
We went to Farm Credit East, and we took out a $50,000 farm start, kind of beginner farmer program.
That's a pretty average loan for a new farm on leased land. It had to cover 10 cows at $1,500 apiece, a truck and livestock trailer for $8,000, and living expenses. Luckily for them, their lease included farm equipment. If it didn't, they'd be shelling out another $50,000 on tractors and hay cutters, too. But after a second loan, the couple is $65,000 in the hole and still not turning a profit.
I would say we're in the red overall, but I think we're making good progress.
This is not unusual for a new farm. Like any new business, starting a farm is expensive. But unlike most businesses, farmers in New England are not actually likely to make much money. Ever, really. So lenders who are interested in a return on their investment don't finance agriculture. None of this is new. Farmers have always relied on farm credit co-ops and the federal government for loans to grow their businesses. Jay Finnessy runs the New Hampshire branch of the Farm Service Agency, which is part of the USDA.
We're allowed to take a little bit more risk than a conventional lender.
This year, the New Hampshire Farm Service loaned out $3.1 million. That's 24% more than in previous years.
So we've run out of our allocation, and quite frankly, we're going to have to put people on hold until the beginning of the new fiscal year.
Finnessy says the FSA funds about 85% of their applicants, but a new organization has stepped up to the plate to help farmers out, too. That's the New Hampshire Community Loan Fund, a nonprofit that lends to underserved businesses. 2 years ago, John Hamilton started a farm food initiative at the Community Loan Fund. He says so far, their loans to farmers range from $10,000 to $500,000. In the future, he plans to lend more. But it's not just capital that farmers need these days.
Part of the thing that we unearthed was borrowers sometimes came to our door not prepared.
Farmer Chris Von Dorman says that was her.
I knew how to raise good cattle. I knew how to raise good meat. I didn't know how to run a business, and I didn't know what it meant to a bank to go approach them for a loan or what it meant to your taxes at the end of the year.
No.
April, go easy. Don't be pushing, guys. Come on.
Von Dorman raises Belter Galloways for beef and jerky in Jefferson. Yep, that's them. They're the ones with a large white stripe around the middle. The Community Loan Fund set her up with business mentors, group workshops, and a small microloan for cattle branding equipment. Von Dorman's herd grew, and she decided to expand, selling beef jerky along with other meat. In a tiny cabin-like building off her barn, Von Dorman explains how her jerky starts out as frozen ground beef.
We thaw it, weigh it, mix it with the spices, strip it out into the strips, and then we have this wonderful dehydrator.
Von Dorman paid for the $6,500 dehydrator with a loan from the Community Loan Fund.
Actually, it's a couple years from being paid off at this point.
That's all good, but when it comes to funding local food in New Hampshire, food policy expert and UNH law professor Margaret McCabe says, hold up a second here. Farmers, funders, and consumers should be asking one important question.
Where do we want to end with this?
See, 80% of New Hampshire farms gross less than $10,000 a year.
I mean, you can't make a living, and so that's how you get to scale up, because then you can make money at it.
McCabe says farmers who want to make a profit are looking to the Community Loan Fund and other financiers for ways to scale up. But she worries that might just lead us back to the industrial model the local food movement was trying to avoid in the first place.
But when you think about it in terms of what I think local food means to many people, that's not what they're looking for.
Finding a way to be both efficient and smart isn't easy for Phil and Rebecca at Brandmore Farm.
I do think we have to grow a little bit to make things a little bit more efficient, have the economies of scale, and kind of, but not much. I mean, we're hoping to stay pretty small.
Their goal right now? Make enough money to buy health insurance. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.